This trade war that we are witnessing between United States and China will soon end with a winner and a loser. You see, when you look at President Trump starting a trade war 2.0 with China, many people around the world believe that this is cruel, this is bad, this is bully. But then you need to understand that he has been freely elected by the citizens of United States to ensure that United States is taken care of first before giving other countries a hand. Plus, we all have to agree that China's rise as the world's factory was heavily influenced by United States trade policy, corporate outsourcing, and global economic shifts that began in the 1980s and accelerated in the 1990s. You all remember Henry Kissinger's historic trip to China in 1971. Under Nixon administration began the normalization of US-China relations. He laid the political groundwork, but the economic shift came later. When you get clients, orders, then obviously you also need to build the infrastructure to support your production. So China also made strategic moves like building special economic zones, funding infrastructure developments like ports, rail and roads, and pro-business policies to attract foreign investment. While the US was generous to give all its businesses to China, but then China also worked hard actively positioning itself to be the ideal destination for outsourcing by offering cheap labor, low regulations and expanding infrastructure. And then other countries like Japan, Taiwan, Hong Kong also invested heavily in China during the same period. So this is the entire summary of how China became what it is today. Now, we all know that when something rises, it eventually falls. What goes up can't keep going forever. There is no such thing as endless growth. We have now entered the era of global supply chain shift. United States is trying to decouple from Chinese manufacturing, encouraging production in countries like India, Mexico, Vietnam, and bringing some industries back to the United States, like tech, semiconductors, defense. Now, you will find plenty of Chinese sympathizers on the internet who argue that America is being unfair. They say imposing a 245% tariff on China is almost like punishment. And then you must have also seen how China runs its own propaganda, calling America a bully. They even made AI-generated videos showing American citizens as physically weak and unfit to work. You must have seen videos of Chinese mobile phone farms. It is an example of how technology can be exploited for fraudulent purposes. So this back and forth mocking between the two sides, it's all part of the political game. But China is also feeling the heat. Their products are not selling, unemployment is rising, and containers and ships are just sitting idle at their shipyards. Out of desperation, China started sending goods to Southeast Asian countries to repackage them and sell as non-Chinese. But the US caught on and introduced anti-transshipment laws to stop it. On the other hand, the American economy is also facing problems. Sure, the US might have old stock in reserve, but how long will that last? Sooner or later, it will run out and prices will shoot up. So if you look at it closely, both the United States and China are standing face to face. And the real question is, who blinks first? Who comes forward to talk and agrees to a deal? Or to put it simply, whose nerves will crack first? China knows that it doesn't have to worry about elections, unlike the United States and other Western countries that constantly deal with the drama of elections. China can play the long game. They understand that this ongoing tariff war is likely to fuel inflation in the United States soon. Prices will go up, daily essentials will become more expensive, and American citizens will start feeling the pinch. As life gets harder, people will start questioning President Trump and demand answers. This could even lead to widespread dissatisfaction or unrest. China has already factored all of this into its strategy. At the same time, the US government is fully aware of the pressure on China too. Since their products are not selling as much, especially in low-tech, low-margin industries like cardboard packaging, lighting parts and furniture, they are struggling. Orders are getting cancelled, factories are sitting idle, job losses are mounting and some companies are shutting down. For these small businesses, shipping costs and tariffs have become higher than the actual value of the goods, which means they are operating at a total loss. In fact, 60% of Dongguan's mid to large business depends on exports, and now many are desperately trying to divert their products to the domestic market. But even at home, people are saving more and spending less, which is further hurting demand in China. So the small businesses in China are slowly losing ground, and the big ones are leaving the country. That is why we saw Xi Jinping giving motivational talk to the tech industry of China, asking to spearhead and gain edge over the AI race. Meanwhile, the US buyers are shifting production to countries like Vietnam and India, where it is cheaper and tariff-free. As a result, Chinese companies are losing their pricing power, and the market competition has become a matter of survival, literally life or death for many. And the big multinational companies like Apple, Google, Tesla, GE and Ford are moving their manufacturing permanently to India and other countries. Plus, many countries are now siding with the United States. It is not like the whole world is uniting with China to fight back against America. That's just not happening. And realistically, it will probably never happen. So the big question is, can the US survive without imports? The answer to that is, in short term, yes. But prices for many things will spike sharply. And in long term, tariffs will hurt US businesses that depend on global supply chains and make life more expensive for consumers. Eventually, America will have to adapt. Either by rebuilding its domestic industries, which will take time and money, or by shifting its trade partnerships elsewhere. And we are already seeing all of this happening. Many countries have taken advantage of US subsidies and open markets to build strong export-based economies over the decades. The US kept its market open, allowing other countries to export freely. It subsidized certain industries like agriculture, which kept food cheap and allowed consumers to spend on imports. The US focused on innovation and finance, outsourcing most low-cost manufacturing. And now, after Trump's elections, we are seeing a major shift in United States trade and industrial policy, which is aimed at reversing decades of dependency on foreign manufacturing, especially from China. So, if you look at it, there is really no problem here. The US is simply making big changes for its own country and its own people. And the problem for China is that it is questioning, why change something that has been working for the past 30 years? Basically, China has gotten used to the comfort. But like I said earlier, growth can't go on forever. What goes up can't keep growing up. Other countries also deserve a chance. And there are many nations that might even outperform China in the future. Plus, America has to look after its own strategic interests too. You can't just keep feeding the dragon only for it to turn around and breathe fire on you someday. The US government is maintaining secrecy and lack of transparency. The White House refuses to confirm whether any trade talks with China are even happening. And this silence is causing market instability and anxiety. Meanwhile, China is trying very hard to diversify their exports by building strategic ties with European Union, Japan and Southeast Asia. China is lifting sanctions on few European Union lawmakers just so that they could do business and export their stuff to European Union countries. Chinese manufacturers are redirecting their focus towards the European Union market. However, the European Union is also cautious about becoming a dumping ground for surplus Chinese goods. Even Europe has to protect their industries. Same with Japan and India, especially steel manufacturers. No country wants to become a dumping ground for China's excess products. On the internet, you will find more Chinese sympathizers and American critics. Information warfare is real. China actively tries to influence online narratives using social media, bots and propaganda accounts. They push content that shows China in a positive light and criticize the US government and Trump. This level of criticism never happened when Democrats used to be in power. In open societies like the United States, people are free to criticize their leaders. That is why you will see more open hate or support for people like Trump or Biden. In China, public criticism is heavily censored, so you won't see any open anti-government content from within China. Instead, pro-China content is often pushed outside through controlled or fake accounts. So this is the real game. Who will blink first? Soon there will be a winner and a loser. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.